It is nice and toasty warm in the studio here where we are joined by UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health's Kim Alacqua. Good morning, Kim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. And before we get to our guest for our Health Matters segment this morning, I understand there's a new provider to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. Trevor Johnson is a new family nurse practitioner that just started with us at Seneca Family Health Center in Waterloo. And this is just another example of how we're of our commitment to continue to increasing access to care, especially in primary care for our community. So Trevor is accepting new patients, and you can find his information on flhealth.org. And the second thing I want to mention is February means it's Heart Month. So we have Geneva General Cardiology Associates with three locations. We have an office in Geneva in the Medical Office Building adjacent to Geneva General Hospital. Also at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, and then we're going to start seeing patients at Life Care Medical Associates in Seneca Falls as well. So Dr. Rodriguez and Dr. Sargi are both board-certified cardiologists here to care for our community, and we're just very happy to have them and hope everyone keeps their heart healthy in February.
There you go.
And it's also, I'm sorry, go red, wear red on Friday, too, yeah. For heart health.
Yeah, we're keeping things busy in the month of February. That's good. That is excellent. All right, let's introduce our guest here today.
So today we usually have a provider on our show, and we're switching it up a little bit today because we have a lot of people behind the scenes who do a lot of work for the health system, including our board. So today I'm very proud to have Reverend Jim Adams with us. He is a longtime board member that's on the Finger Lakes Health Board of Directors, as well as University of Rochester Medical Center. Reverend Adams has served three terms with us, and we're so excited to have him here. And he's a very strong supporter of our health system, and we're just very happy to have him.
And many of you may be familiar with Reverend Jim from the 43 years,
was
it, that you spent as the pastor of St. Peter's Episcopal here in Geneva. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you on with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
When did you start, and how did you develop the interest? Did somebody approach you and ask you to be a part of the Health Foundation, be a part of the board?
Yep. So it was, I think, 2010 that I was approached by representatives of the hospital to ask if I would be willing to consider service on the board for Finger Lakes Health. And I was certain from the beginning that I would do that. And the reason is because I care deeply about the community. You mentioned I served for 43 years as the rector of a church here.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Finger Lakes Health as a great asset to our community. And it seemed to me a way to be able to serve that would make a difference to our community. So I didn't have a background in healthcare, but I did have a love and care for our community.
So how did your role in the board develop in that first term, and how has it changed over time?
Yeah. So Finger Lakes Health does a great job in, I think, everything they do, but including orientating and educating their board members, keeping the board members up to speed with continuing education opportunities and conferences. I think the first few years I was doing a lot of listening and learning, and then you become more confident as you begin to understand the challenges facing healthcare, which are immense, and the opportunities for Finger Lakes Health.
So you're on your third term. How long are the terms usually?
So the terms are 5 years.
Okay.
And after your first term, you're eligible to be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to rotate off.
Right.
And then after, a year or two or three, I was asked to come back.
Ah, okay.
And
okay.
I was glad to do it because it's a functional board. There's wonderful staff at Finger Lakes Health, a wonderful CEO of Finger Lakes Health. And it's making a big difference in the community and in ways that so many people just are not able to see. But it affects the health and the social fabric of our community.
So what is the function of a board for something like this in this case? Is it just strictly advisory, or are there other elements?
No, there's real responsibility. It's a not-for-profit operation. Mm-hmm. So the board of directors has responsibility. We are on the board not to manage or certainly micromanage, but to oversee, to be responsible for seeing that things are operating on with the highest standards, and that the hospital is always striving for the highest standards of service to the community.
So you've done three terms. You mentioned that it was 2010.
Yes.
When you started. So you did have a little break there.
Yes.
What made you want to come back? Were you approached again to come back, but you had to make the decision whether or not you wanted to, right?
Yes. I wanted to come back because I continue to believe that Finger Lakes Health is just of key importance to our community, to our region, for our region. We're the largest employer, and so the economic impact of Finger Lakes Health is incalculable. It would be really scary to think of what would happen without the thousands of jobs it provides,
mm-hmm.
and all of the ancillary economic benefits. But it also provides care throughout the region and you know, world-class care, especially now that we're affiliated with the University of Rochester Medical Center.
Yes.
And Paul, I'd like to add, so Geneva General Hospital's been in our community for over 125 years, so that really is how Finger Lakes Health got its start. So we are the local health care system, and we're very fortunate to have such a dedicated board of directors who help us serve our mission of caring for our community and help educating the community about Finger Lakes Health. We offer primary care, specialty care, our long-term care services, ambulatory surgery center, rehab services, outpatient lab draws, our College of Nursing, our Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. So it's just very important for the community to be aware that we are the local healthcare system. We've been here over 125 years. We're neighbors caring for neighbors, and we're just so fortunate to have people like Reverend Adams on our board of directors.
And in the 16 years that you have been involved here, in that time frame, there have been some amazing challenges for a system that primarily deals with rural health care. We've had technology changes. We obviously had the pandemic that we had to work through. It's been some difficult waters to navigate.
It has. And, you know, I'm very proud that Finger Lakes Health has navigated them so professionally and with such dedication. And the development is just ongoing. And with our affiliation with the University of Rochester Medical Center, you mentioned the technology. That's just, you know, growing so much for us now that we will be, you know, providing the finest level care. And the providers we have, the different service areas that we have. And you mentioned rural health. Of course, rural health in America is a big challenge. And Finger Lakes Health is in all areas of our rural area, continuing to grow, continuing to provide more and more service.
And I also wanted to ask, in your own words, if you could explain to people why it's important to support a local-based
yes.
healthcare system.
Well, as Kim said, we're the hometown healthcare system. Been here for 125 years,
mm-hmm.
the largest employer. So its impact is just at the core of the community. You know, I think of Geneva. It's a town of 11,000 people, yet we have colleges, and we have a hospital, and I think that's rare for a community this size, and what it means to us. I think that when we make our healthcare decisions for where we will be treated, where we will go to a lab, all those decisions, I think it would be good if people would, as they consider those decisions, think about the importance of the local healthcare system and what it means to our community.
And it certainly means a lot to a lot of people, as you mentioned, biggest
yes.
employer in the area.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know, that's just one of the many facets. So,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the service to the board as well. That is appreciated. And what's in tap for the future for you?
Well, I want to stay active mm-hmm. in the community that I love, and Finger Lakes Health is a good way to serve the community, and a way that can make a difference.
That's Reverend Jim Adams joining us here this morning. Kim Alakwa joining us as well. Thank you both for being here. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us, Paul.